This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Good morning, I'm Clinton, VK6FCIC, and welcome to News West for the 21st of September 2025. Now let's get started with today's news.
Hi, I'm Bob, VK6POP. You may have seen posts recently about the ACMA's remaking of the Amateur License Conditions Determination, affectionately known by us as the LCD. This new LCD comes into effect on September the 30th, eclipsing the previous legislative instrument. Although there's nothing startlingly new in this LCD, there are some minor changes, none of which are going to drastically change the face of amateur radio in the foreseeable future. Most of the amendments bring the LCD into line with the class license. The RASA team are looking through the new LCD to see if there are any areas that should concern amateurs, and we'll publish our summary in the October edition of QTC magazine. If you have any questions or concerns about the new LCD, send an email to info@vkradioamateurs.org and we'll respond. Interestingly, they've removed the ban on transmitting entertainment, which I guess was an interesting one in the first place because entertainment was never clearly defined. And let's face it, one person's entertainment is another's torture. I have on several occasions threatened to sing on air, but I was told that my singing would not fit the definition of entertainment. One benefit of removing that clause would be to cut out vexatious complaints to the ACMA that someone played a few seconds of music on air. I call those complaints vexatious because people tend to make that kind of complaint about someone that they don't like. Actually, and I don't say this lightly, we're on our own. I don't think the ACMA cares what we do on air, as long as we don't interfere with licensed services. And that doesn't mean a free-for-all, but it does mean that it's up to the amateur community to maintain standards without becoming banned cops and vigilantes. That's a tough ask, however, that's clearly the way it's going, and I guess we all have to lead by example. Enjoy your week in amateur radio.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. The other day I went for a walk. I know, shock horror, outside daylight nature, the whole thing, in a local national park, for the first time in too many years. Almost immediately I noticed that this would be an excellent location for an activation. If you're not familiar, it's an amateur radio excuse to set up a portable station in a new location. In this case, potentially something called POTA, or Parks on the Air, but you don't need to find a formal activity with rules to get on air and make noise. I commented on how easily accessible it was, that it had picnic tables, gazebos for shelter, nearby toilets, free barbecues, ample parking, lots of open space, and no overhead power lines. I saw one solar panel on a pole and no evidence of any other electrical noise sources. It wasn't until later that I realised the act of noticing this, in that way, with those details, is not something I would have done before becoming a radio amateur. I'd have looked at the same location, considered its beauty and serenity, and perhaps in passing considered that we could have a family gathering or a place to come back to when I wanted some peace and quiet, or a place where I might have a barbecue with friends. Not that those things went away, just that I noticed other things now that I'm an amateur. It made me consider just how much this hobby has irrevocably changed me. I know I've mentioned this before, since becoming an amateur, I cannot walk down the street without noticing TV antennas pointing in the wrong direction. But this change in me is not limited to that. Now I cannot help discussing the best place to put a Wi-Fi base station in a building, or thinking about and checking on solar activity, wondering about battery capacity, RF interference, trees to potentially use as skyhooks for wire antennas, power company substations, pole top transformers, random weird and wonderful antennas, and probably more. The point being that this hobby opens the door to a whole new way of looking at the world, and I don't think I've overstated if I say that amateur radio has literally changed my worldview. In considering this, I suspect it's related to a cognitive bias known as the frequency illusion, where you notice a specific concept, word or product more often after becoming aware of it. You might, for example, have experienced this with the brand or model of radio you use and suddenly discovered that there's lots of other amateurs talking about that particular piece of equipment. I've seen this with recurring topics during the past 14 years of the weekly FTroopNet. For example, every couple of years someone discovers magnetic loop antennas and starts talking about how they've built or bought one. The conversation inevitably goes past variable capacitors through air variable capacitors onto vacuum variable capacitors, and then the conversation generally stops. While it's happening, multiple people come on the same journey, only to follow the exact same path. Several years later, the cycle repeats. Don't misunderstand, I welcome the discussion, point people at relevant resources and help them on this journey. I'm commenting on the recurrence of the journey, not the nature of it, because it's easy to take this example and hold it up as there's nothing new in this hobby, but nothing could be further from the truth. In my opinion, the level of complexity associated with radio communications is infinite, and anyone, including you and I, can contribute to the discovery associated with it. So what things have you noticed that were caused by this somewhat eccentric hobby and perhaps the phenomenon of frequency illusion? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
Good morning once again. This is Roy VK 6 X-ray Victor. This week's helpline, the 21st of September 2025. Today I would like to thank Ed, Delta Delta 5 Lima Papa, for the software for the film and slide scanner. Thank you very much, Ed. That will get me out of trouble, I believe, and I appreciate the help. And today I have from Clive, free. We have two TV sets going for free. There's a larger one, which is 42-inch sharp ACOS, I think it is, A-Q-U-O-S, ACOS, I guess, wall mounting unit, and there's a smaller Hisense 23-inch unit, both in good working order, complete with remote controllers. Seems a shame to scrap them to the rubbish dump or the waste pile. If you're interested, please give Clive a ring, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey. His email address, I haven't got his phone number in fact, but I do have his email address, which is Charlie Sierra Whiskey, Alpha Lima Lima India Sierra at hotmail.com. Again, that's Charlie Sierra Whiskey, Alpha Lima Lima India Sierra at hotmail.com. Ideal for a monitor in the shack. Give Clive a call. Next items are from Terry, VK6 Lima Tango Charlie. If anyone is looking for a Yaesu Fox Tango 101 Bravo, starting off a Hammer Shack, HF transceiver, have one, a 101 Yaesu Fox Tango 101 Bravo HF transceiver, $500 working. Also has a Fox Tango 201 transceiver, $450 working, that one. And there was also a Drake Romeo Dash 4 Charlie receiver, $400 working. You may contact Terry for those items, VK6 Lima Tango Charlie at outlook.com. Email address, VK6 Lima Tango Charlie at outlook.com. And if you have anything for next week, please contact me, Roy, VK6 X-ray Victor. The email address, VK6 X-ray Victor at bigpond.com. Again, VK6 X-ray Victor at bigpond.com. Thank you once again for listening. 7-3 from me and him.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWest Weekly Podcast -Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast. Or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.